Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Peh. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Hey and Vilchur's daf. It's on Ayin Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarbas Miakam Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Lel HaSeder. And we're holding all the way at the end of Magid. Says the Mishnah Ad Heichanu Oimer. Up until where does he say Halel? And we know that we begin Halel at the end of Magid, and then we continue it all the way at the end by Halel. And the question is, during Magid, up until where does he say Halel? So Beshami says Ad Ima Bon Smecha until the end of the first paragraph of Halel. Whereas Beisil and Beisil says Ad Halel Mishmanu. Until the end of the second paragraph of Halel, which begins, we know, now, he ends off with Geula, meaning mentioning the Geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim. And Rav Tarfon says, what does he say? Asher Galon v'Galas v'Sinu Mitzrayim, and this obviously begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Galon v'Galas v'Sinu Mitzrayim, who redeemed us and redeemed our forefathers from Mitzrayim, v'Giyonu Halaylo Hazeh, and enabled us to reach this night. But v'Einu Chayisem, he doesn't conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem something something. However, Rav Kiva says we have to add on a few bakashas. Kein Hashem Elokeinu so to Hashem. We should reach, meaning bring us to the regalim that are coming in peace. Mecham binyan ircha, glad with the rebuilding of your city. Sasim b'avaydascha, joyful in your avaydo. Bechidish beis mikdashcha, and with the renewal of your beis mikdash. This line that we just read, bechidish beis mikdashcha, is not in our girsa of mishnayis in Bavli or in regular mishnayis. It's only here in Yerushalmi. V'sham noicham and psachim and hazvachim, and there we should even psachim and zvachim. Asher yigia dom malkiras v'chachal ratzayin, whose blood has reached the wall of your mizbeach. L'ratzayin v'noidel chalgula seinu, and we're gonna thank you for our geula, for our redemption. Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. So we see that according to Rabbi Kiva, we do end off with the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Then the Gemara tells the Rav. Rav says the mitchilat tzarich lahaschol in the beginning, meaning at the start of Magid, we have to start out with the following pasuk: Be'ivra Hanar Yashuv Seichem V'Gaimer Ve'Echas Avicham Asavram Be'ivra Hanar V'Gaimer Ve'Arbe. And we know we recite and explain many psukim throughout Magid. Now we just darshan one word from this pasuk, which is the last one that we quoted. That's Ve'Arbe. I multiplied him. I increased his zara and caused the Yidden to be a great nation. Now Amar Vacher Vachas says as follows, va'arbe ksiv, it says va'arbe without a hey, aleph reish beis, we read it va'arbe, but it's not written with a hey, and that can actually be read as va'ariv. How do we understand this? Kama rivim asisi imay achlan stati lois Yitzchak, Hashem in a way is saying, I made many fights with him, or challenges, or gave him many difficulties before I gave him Yitzchak. We know that Avram went through a number of nisyonis until Yitzchak was born. Now, davarach, another way of understanding this lashon of va'ariv, aleph reish beis, without the hey, is nasisi loy oirev, I became like an ambusher for him. What does somebody who's lying in ambush do? He lies in wait. So that's what Hashem was doing, so to speak. He was lying in wait for Avram, im chata lamitanle. If he sins, I'm not going to give him Yitzchak. Vin zacha, but if he's zaycha, mitanle, then I'm going to give him Yitzchak. And now he explains machlekes Beisham Beishil and Mishnah of up until where we say Halel at the end of Magid. Beisham says only the end of the first paragraph, whereas Beishil says even the second paragraph of Betzeis Yisrael. So I'm lehen Beisham. Beisham told Beishil, v'chi yatzu Yisrael Mitzrayim, did Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim yet? Shu maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we should be mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim and say the paragraph of Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. They didn't leave Mitzrayim before Chatzos, so why are you saying B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim before Chatzos? Amar Lan Beisil, so Beisil told Beishamai, Ilu Mamtan Akres HaGever, even if one were to wait until the rooster calls out, which is in the morning, Adayin Le'yigu L'Chatzi Geula, they still wouldn't have gotten to even Chatzi Geula, because we know that the Yidden actually left Mitzrayim in the middle of the day, and therefore Heich Maskirin Geula V'Adayin Le'Nigalu. How can we mention Geula at all during Le'al HaSeder if they didn't leave Mitzrayim physically yet? As we just said, V'Loi Lo Yatzu El B'Chatzi Hayom, they only left in the middle of the day. Shenemar the pasuk says, since they had already started the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, we tell them finish saying it, and that's what we say B'tzeis Yisrael at the end of Magid. Now we just have a question on Beishamai, Hasar Ravuna Bar Schaira. How could Beishamai say that we're not able to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim because it's not even Chatzos yet, so we shouldn't say B'tzeis Yisrael at the end of Magid, and we should wait for after the Suda by Halel? Like for Hiskar Alakais, isn't Yitzias Mitzrayim already mentioned when we make Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder? And so once we already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim there, why not say B'tzeis Yisrael? And we don't have an answer to this question. And now we discuss saying Shechianu. Tani was taught in the Brisa, Ein Oyrim Zman El B'Shal Shregalim Bavad. We only say Zman, which is the Bracha of Shechianu by the Shal Shregalim. And our Ramana says, Masisa Amar Kain. We have a Brisa that tells us this, B'chaga Matzis, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos. So you see from here that Shechianu is said on these three Yom Tovim. However, Tani, we have a different Brisa that says, Kol Shekasev Bai Mikra Kodesh, anything that the Pasuk describes as a Mikra Kodesh, Tzarech La'Azkir Bai Zman, we mention Zman, we say Shechianu, and that's not only Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, but also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And our Tanchuma says, V'yos, this is true, because Misha Ra Ta'ina B'churas, Shema Ein Leitzarech La'Azkir Zman, when a person sees the first fig that's ripening, doesn't say Shechianu, we see that by special things we say Shechianu, so of course we're going to say Shechianu by other Yom Tovim, and not just Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. Now we go back to this Machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel, and we bring something up which is not really relevant over here. We actually discuss this length in the fourth parak, and this Gemara is basically copy-paste from there. Over there, the discussion was, Loisus Gaidudu, the Isser of making separate groups in Klal Yisrael, how one does one thing and one does something something totally different. We really all want to try to be on the same page. And here we're really picking up in the middle of the discussion where the Gemara asks, Hari Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, what about Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur? B'Yehuda Nagu K'Rabbi Akiva. In the region of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, they would go like Rabbi Akiva, and B'Gal Nagu K'Rabbi Yechim Anuri, and in Gal they would do like Rabbi Yechim Anuri. And why is this not a problem of Lysis Guy to do? So Pei Yama based on top, the Gemara answers, Avar V'Asa B'Yehuda K'Galil, U'B'Gal K'Yehuda Yatza. That if somebody in Yehuda ended up doing like they do in Galil, or in Gal they ended up doing like they do in Yehuda, so he's still Yaitse, and that's not an issue of Lysis Guy to do. This one holds like that, that one holds like someone else. Even though the general minig was to do like one thing in one place, if they like the other way, it's not a problem. They're still Yaitse, so that's not an issue of Lysis Guy to do. We continue asking Ray Parim, what about Parim? Elu Karim Bar Basar, Elu Karim B'Chamish Asar. Some read the Megillah on the 14th, some on the 15th. Isn't that an issue of Lysis Guy to do? The Gemara answers, no Shani, that's also different. The Pasuk says clearly in the Megillah, Mishpachu Mishpachu Medina Medina Ve'ir Ve'ir, that every family, Medina, and city has their own time that they're supposed to read Megillah Sester, so that's not a problem of Lysis Guy to do. Moving on to Halacha Vav, continue to discuss Lala Seder. The Mishnah tells us, Mazgulay Kashlishi, they pour the third cup of wine for him, and Mavarcha Mazaynai, he makes a bracha on his food. This is Berchza Mazayn, and Ravi, then the fourth cup of wine is poured, Gemer Olav as a halal, he finishes halal over it, Va'emer Olav Berchza Hashir, and he says Berchza Hashir, which is Machlaikas and Bavli, what Berchza Hashir is. Now we have another din, Baina Kaisalalu, in between these Kaises, meaning in between Kaises 1 and 2, and 2 and 3, Imrit Salishtes Yeshte, if he wants to drink wine, he could, no problem, whereas Bain Shlishi, the Ravi, Lo Yeshte, in between cups 3 and 4, he is not allowed to drink any wine. And lastly, in Maftirnach HaPesach Afikaimen, we don't conclude after eating Karm Pesach with Afikaimen, and we're going to explain what Afikaimen is. So first Gemara tells us the importance of saying Hallel when something special happens. Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Befraya Purayz B'Yisrael B'Snadiv Am Baruch Hashem. Loosely translated, this means that when there's punishments done for Am Yisrael, and the nation is Misnadev, which among the Hebrew means they volunteer, but it basically means that they graciously act towards Hashem, Baruch Hashem, so they bless Hashem. And what's understanding? Hisnadvu Rashay Am K'shekash Baruch Hu Aysel Chem Nisem Tu Ayrim Shira, that the heads of the nation volunteer, or they're Misnadev, when K'shekash Baruch Hu does Nisem for them, you should say Shira. So the question is a save one, Hari Golos Mitzrayim. What about by Yetzias Mitzrayim? They didn't say Shira right away when they got out of Mitzrayim, only by the Yam, only by the sea. Why not right away? And the answer is Shanihi, that's different. Shitchilas Gulason, that was just the beginning of their Geula. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the beginning and only ended by the sea. So that's why they waited to say Shira by the Yam, because that was the conclusion of the Geula. The marketing is asking, Mordechai Esther, what about Purim? Mordechai and Esther, they didn't say Shira there. And the answer is Shanihi, that's different. Shayibu Chotzla Aretz. They were in Chotzla Aretz. When it's a Halan Nason happens in Chotzla Aretz. And Istabai Mamer, some say that Mordechai Esther, Misaynam Nigalu, but Loy Nigalum and Amalchus. In the times of Mordechai and Esther, the story of Purim, they were redeemed from their enemies, from the ones who wanted to destroy them, but they still weren't redeemed from the Malchus. They were still subservient to Achashverosh, and so that's not a full nace that we're going to say halal over. Now we go on to explain the next part of the Mishnah, which had said, no drinking wine in between the third and fourth cups. And the question is, Lama, why not? Answer is, Bishvil Shleishtaker, so he shouldn't become drunk, he shouldn't have too much wine in his system, and then he won't be able to say halal. Ask the Gemara, Kfar Meshukar, who he already has too much wine. What's the difference between wine during the meal or after the meal? We had said there's no problem drinking wine in between cups 2 and 3, and if a person made the most of that, it would be that he has quite a lot of wine to drink, and so he already would be a little bit tipsy or intoxicated before Hallel. So what do you gain by saying, in between cups 3 and 4, no drinking? He already had too much to drink before cup 3, so what's the difference? And the answer is, Yain Shel Achar Mazon Meshaker, Shebeseich HaMazon Ein Meshaker. Wine after a meal does cause a person to become tipsy, but wine during a meal does not intoxicate a person that much, and therefore there is a difference between drinking during a meal versus after a meal. And the Mishnah had said that after the Pesach, we don't conclude with Afikaimon. So the question is, what is Afikaimon? We have a few different explanations. Reb Simon says, B'shem Rav Inyani, B'Rab Sisai, Mine Zemer, it's all different types of song. Back in the day, they used to sing after their meal, and these types of song is what the Mishnah is referring to when it says Afikaimon. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Mine Misika, it's referring to sweets. After the meal, they used to have some sort of dessert, some sort of sweets, and that's what Afikaimon means. Afiku min, take out many different types, many different things that we eat. That's what Mishnah is saying, no afikaimon, no taking out these sweets, these yummy tasty things they used to have after their meal. When you have a Karm Pesach, that's the last thing you should be having. Shmuel says, what are these things? Kagan Adilai, for example, Adilai, which is like a certain type of mushroom that they would eat, and Vigazlai, the Chanani Barshilas, the young birds, the Chanani Barshilas, used to have all these different types of things they would have for dessert, no having that after the Karm Pesach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, the last Halacha and Daf in the Masechta for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.